a light to the world. The church has been called to be the light of the world. I have called thee, I will hold thy hand, I will keep thee, to give a covenant to the people and a light to the Gentiles. Wonderful promises. Here is the vocation of the church, called to live a righteous life. Here is the guarantee of power and presence. I will hold thy hand. A guarantee of protection between the protection from the enemies. I will keep thee. An index of purpose. I will give thee for a covenant. As the people look at the church, as they look at the individuals, they see what it means to be in this covenant relationship with God through Christ. And then the result will be illumination to the peoples, the Gentiles, those who are without all this. Part number one, God is light. What is light? Long ago, a scientist said, light is the highest manifestation of the activity of matter. You take matter, steel, make it into a wire, vibrate it, you hear a sound. Vibrate it even more, it becomes incandescent. The highest manifestation of matter is to emit life, light. God is light. Without light, there can be no life. There can be no power as we know it here. So God the Creator has given us light. Without God, there could be no light. When Jesus Christ came as the light of the world, He displayed that His light was the life of men. So we get God, light, Christ, life. Part number two. Christ is the true light. The true light that lighteth everyone that cometh into the world. And what does light do? It dispels darkness. You cannot get darkness where there is brilliant light. It disappears. It can be a pitch black night until the sun rises. You can go into a pitch black room until you turn the light on. The function of light is to chase darkness and to enable life to be lived to the fullness. Jesus Christ sought to help those who were born blind to see, to enable them to discover what was already there. The man who had been born blind for many years had seen nothing. But that didn't mean that there was nothing there. There was plenty. But he needed the ability to see. And when the light of the world shines into the heart, it gives the ability to see. The light of the world. Jesus addressed his people and said, "Ye are the light of the world." You and I, the disciples, the prophets. Light will shine in every direction if we let it. If you strike a match, that match can be seen 360 degrees in every direction. And so when the light shines, it doesn't confine itself into any one direction. And it's the function of the individual Christian to reflect Christ's light, to display Christ's light, to permit Christ to illuminate him and through him to illuminate others. Part number four. To glorify God. Earlier on this quarter, we thought of the word doxa, glorify, to extol, to mention all the good qualities of. The purpose of light is to reveal everything that can be revealed. Now we've looked through our eyes and we've seen a beautiful flower. We look through a magnifying glass and we saw more details of that flower. We look through a microscope and we see still more beauties of that flower. And you look through an electronic microscope and you still see further beauties of that flower. All you need is light. The problem with an electron microscope is to provide enough light. The beauty is there. The materials are to be seen. They pre-exist the coming of light. What light does is to enable them to be seen. And so when Jesus Christ shines into the world, he reveals qualities of God that have been there all the time. When the light of truth shines into our hearts, it shows qualities of truth that have been in existence long before our eyes saw them. And so we come humbly to look through the light and because of the light of Jesus Christ and see God as our creator, as our sustainer, as our judge, as our healer, the giver of all good gifts, and thus we glorify him and praise his holy name. Part number 5, light and darkness. As I said earlier in this lesson, light dispels darkness. Darkness is impotent in the presence of light. Darkness cannot apprehend light. That is, it cannot arrest light from doing its function. The pitcher the night is, the darker it is, the clearer the light will shine. So light and darkness are not there for darkness ever to win. The two of them are presented in the scriptures to indicate that light is always the conqueror of darkness. Part number 6, the light of salvation. God wishes that the light of the Spirit, the light of Christ, the light of his word, the light of his individual representatives, may so shine in this world that men who are now in darkness will get a knowledge that they never had. A knowledge of what it means to be a real man or woman in Christ Jesus. To show real humanness in all relationships. To show real understanding of human pain and human problem. To show what it means to give oneself to support and help and build. We need to come to a knowledge of these possibilities through the light that shines in our hearts. And Jesus Christ, through his Spirit, through his Word inspired, have set before us the principles that will show us this and has embedded within them the power to make those principles practical in our lives. So when we are called to be the light of the world, we may be as effective in our sphere as Christ was in his, if we will allow ourselves to let our light shine.